1888.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a great Sunday. We've all had our face washed. Boy, we had a lot of rain in New England. We were really, really fortunate with the storm is at the tail end, receiving anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain. So that should put your garden to bed on a good note for the end of the growing season. You can still do a little bit of planting. Many years working at a nursery in Massachusetts, the landscape crew was out until Thanksgiving, sometimes even later, putting in trees and shrubs. So if you get the opportunity and you have the time, the nurseries are still having sales on trees and shrubs, 50%, some places even more. Take advantage of it. You know, as long as the root ball is firm on a tree, and it's really easy to look at, if it's a bald and burlap tree or shrub, and
red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow.
The garden centers will sell it by the roll, small rolls, or you can buy it by the yard. And what you want to do is to make a circle to go around the trunk of the tree, and you don't need to go all the way up to the first branch. You need to come up about 2 feet, and you want the ring of wire around the fruit tree to be at least an inch all the way around the trunk of the tree. Okay? So what you do is put your hands around the trunk of the tree, expand it, and see what the circumference is just by measuring your fingers, or bring a tape measure. Put the tape measure around it, giving yourself a 1-inch gap all the way around. Now, this is not going to be permanent. It's just for the first 2 or 3 years till the bark gets a chance to toughen up and to get flaky. I mean, you look at big established trees, they're not going to have a problem because the bark is too hard. But when it's young and it's soft and it's tender, you'll have a real problem. So you want to clean it up. And it does make a big, big difference. Okay. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How is everything in Minnesota today?
We have had absolutely beautiful weather here lately. It's been up like 60 degrees and sunny and gorgeous, so I can't complain right now.
Right now.
Right
exactly.
Now, okay. we're enjoying it for the next week. We'll have it, I think, and then we plunge headfirst into winter. So
let's hope it doesn't come too fast, Jared.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who do we have up first today?
All right, first up this morning we have Debbie on the line, who's calling about a blue spruce.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I just wanted to use the blue spruce as an example of what I'm asking about.
Okay.
I'm planning on spraying wilt-proof on my newly planted knot garden. I've only got half of it done, but I want to wilt-proof it for the...
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. And if you want to order a wreath and you want to phone, wait till after 10 o'clock, and then we can talk to you on the phone, but not until after 10, okay? Or you can just go on the Internet. Believe it or not, it's coming faster than we all think. Now, Debbie, what I was saying is we planted a Fat Albert blue spruce. I think it's been like 4 or 5 years ago, and beautiful. It's a dwarf blue spruce. It doesn't get as tall or as wide, and that's what I wanted to put near my flagpole on my front lawn. And I had forgotten all about this. And because it was his first year, I wanted to really protect it for the winter because it's wide open. Everything is wide open in front of my house. So I sprayed the tree with Wiltproof to seal up all of those needles to prevent dehydration. And I had forgotten that the blue coloration to the needle is a powder. It looks like it's like talcum powder, but it's blue. And when you rub your needle, it comes off in your hand. Well, I sprayed it with Wiltproof, and my blue spruce turned green. And it stayed green right through the winter, right through the spring. The new growth came out. The new growth was beautiful, nice blue color. And then it filled in, and you could still see the green through the new growth, but I sacrificed the color for the fall, the winter, and the early spring to protect it. On your rosemary that's got that coloration, maybe what you want to do is spray a little bit on one branch and see how much it's going to change the color of the plant. But you have to say to yourself, when the new growth comes out, it's going to have that natural blue color. The old foliage, when you spray it with the Wiltproof, is going to turn it green. So, do you want it to survive the winter? Yes. If you don't spray it with the Wiltproof, there's a chance that it may dehydrate because the Wiltproof or Wilt Stop will plug up the pores in the foliage so that moisture cannot escape during the winter. That's how it works. It plugs up the pores, preventing moisture loss. So do you lose the color during the fall, winter, and early spring and then have the new growth emerge and that's nice and green? Or take a chance and keep it that blue color and then have a rough winter and the plant dies? So I'll leave it up to you. But if it was me, I would spray it with the Wiltproof or Wiltstop. And that way I know that the plant, we've done everything possible to keep it alive during the winter. The other thing that you can do is once we get to around Thanksgiving, if you just wrapped the plant with burlap, but I like the Wiltproof a lot better. It's in direct contact with the pores and seems to work a lot better for you. Okay? Now, newly planted evergreens. Needle evergreens are not as delicate as broadleaf evergreens. And if you live in an area where you get a lot of wind, you get a lot of sun, azaleas are probably the weakest as far as winter damage. Mountain laurel are next. Boxwood are with the azaleas in areas, and then rhododendron and holly. So the weakest are azaleas. If you planted some big ones, then I would definitely treat those with an anti-desiccant spray. And as long as your temperatures are in the 40s and 50s, I mean, a day like today and tomorrow and Monday, they're talking high 50s to the 60s for the Northeast. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. But any newly planted evergreen, it really does make a difference. And hydrangea, the blue and the pink one, if you can spray the stems, as soon as the leaves come off, spray those stems. Your roses, even though they're green right now and there are flowers on them, spray the stems of your roses. And whatever's left, put it in your garage, your tool shed, save it. And then once we get through Thanksgiving, go back and give them a second shot. But anti-desiccants really make a big difference on newly planted or really... Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829, That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Sorry about the gremlins this morning. I guess all that rain has messed around with the phone lines, and we do apologize. It's not your local station. It's the weather here in Kennebunk, Maine. We had about 4 inches of rain yesterday, and the lines are still very, very wet. So we do apologize for that jumping around and confusion. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, let's go right to that first caller.
That sounds good. First up, we have Ron on the line calling about garlic.
Ron, good morning. How can we help you out today in the Paul Parent Garden Club?
Good morning, Paul. I planted some garlic hoping to, I guess, harvest it in the spring. But it's now, it's grown to about anywhere from 6 to 8 inches, the greens. And I'm just wondering, what should I cut them or should I just let them grow?
Okay, now this is garlic you planted in the fall, right?
Yes, I planted it about a month and a half ago.
Okay, what's going to happen is that green foliage that's visible now, when the weather gets really cold, it will die back right to the ground. And then in the spring, new shoots will come out, and you're going to harvest that garlic in August. It's not something that you can harvest in the spring, because the reason that you plant it in the fall in the Northeast is to try and make up for the shortness of the growing season. So in New England, you plant your garlic in the fall, and you harvest it in the late summer of the following year. So in August next year, when you pull your garlic, then you're going to break out the outer edges of your garlic clove, and you're going to push those right back into the ground, and then you'll have garlic for the following year. So right now, just leave it alone. Mother Nature will kill that foliage. It will go dormant, and then as the ground warms up, it will wake up. Brand new leaves will come out, and in early to mid-August, you're going to start to see a little kind of a lavender purple flower. It's going to look like a ball of little tiny flowers. Chives has it, onions have it, and that will tell you that the garlic is ready. And sometimes, depending on the variety, the garlic flower will be like a winter hat coming to a point. But for now, I mean, if you want to help it to grow even better, if you could go where the garlic is growing and put a layer of pine needles right across the top of the row, about 2 inches thick, and that will act as a mulch to hold the heat in the ground that much longer.
Okay, can I pick the greens and eat the greens, or should I just let it? Don't bother with it.
I would just leave it alone, because right now you need as much energy being produced from that plant as possible. So, walk out in the garden and say, "Hey, you have a good winter. We'll see you in the spring," and then in the spring feed it like you would anything else. And then as it grows, you're going to start to notice the foliage. The foliage on your garlic, because you planted it in the fall, during the summer, the foliage should get up to be about 2 feet, maybe even a little bit taller, depending on your soils. Garlic loves a well-drained soil. And the other thing that it likes is it doesn't want to be planted too deep. So what you could do is, in the spring, put your finger right near the foliage coming out of the ground. Wiggle it and dig into the ground. As long as your garlic is no deeper than 1 inch below the surface, you should be okay.
Okay.
Ron,
thank you so much.
You have a great growing season, and check back with us in August when it's ready. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Well, this time of the year, there's a lot that needs to be done. Just because it's, you know, almost mid-November, you can't say, if you've got a home with all kinds of gardens, that it's over. Or if you've done some landscaping, don't say it's over. If you install sod or you planted seed, and the seed has come up and it's growing, and we did get quite a bit of rain overnight and yesterday, but you want to make sure that between now and Thanksgiving, which is only a couple of weeks away, if we don't get any rain, we get some warm weather, just check that soil to make sure that it stays moist. Because grass can continue to grow until the ground actually freezes. So any newly planted seed that you put in the fall, just make sure that between now and Thanksgiving, that if the ground needs to be watered, that you lug out the hose and the sprinkler and you give it a good drink. And if you put down sod, the same thing. You know, just grab a hole of the grass part of the sod and gently try and lift up on it. If you feel that it's starting to be attached to the ground, that's a great sign. But just, again, make sure that everything stays nice and moist, and you should be in terrific shape. Now, the other thing is all of your equipment that you've used during the year, shovels, wheelbarrows, spreaders, all those things, if you can spend an hour before you say to those pieces of equipment, "I'll see you in the spring," if you can clean them. Now, if you go to buy a shovel, the shovel's going to cost you at least $15 to $20. If you have a wooden handle shovel, all it takes for a couple of dollars is to buy something called linseed oil. And linseed oil, with a rag, applied to the handle of the shovel and just kind of rubbed in, the linseed oil will be absorbed into the wood. It will keep it flexible. It will prevent it from drying out, and your handle is less likely to snap when it's under pressure. So if you want to keep the handles flexible, you want to keep them like they're brand new, just get into the routine that every fall, any long handle tool that you have that's made of wood, put some linseed oil. Now, wheelbarrows, the metal part of your shovel. If you just put it in your tool shed and there's dampness, you're going to get some rust. And what I do is I have a wire brush. I brush the shovel itself, get all of the soil off of it, clean it up, and then I spray a little bit of DW-40. And I'll tell you, that is good stuff. It will keep your shovels and any metallic part of your equipment from rusting during the winter. And your spreader that you use to apply the fertilizer on your lawn. Well, the price of fertilizer has increased. And if you just take your spreader, you put it in your tool shed, it's not washed and it's not taken care of, what happens is the fertilizer that you put down is corrosive. Whether it's a chemical or it's an organic fertilizer, as it turns, the hardness of the fertilizer pellets up against the metal scratches it. And then that will eventually rust. And the end result is the diameter of the hole in the bottom of the spreader will get larger. So you leave it set at, let's say, 6, and you've done it for the last 3 or 4 years. Well, if that spreader rusts a little bit during the winter, the diameter of the hole could be 6.5. And the following year, it could be 7. So you don't change the setting. You keep applying it at the same rate, and all of a sudden, you end up that you don't have enough fertilizer to do the job because it came out faster. So if you've got a drop spreader that's metal, turn it upside down, take a wire brush, clean it the best that you can, and then spray some WD-40 on it. And that will preserve the metal to prevent rusting. It will extend the life. A new spreader is $50 or more. So for a couple of hours of your time, a little bit of WD-40, you can really help your equipment lasts a long, long time. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Power equipment. Make sure that you put some preservative in the gasoline tank, and you can go to any place where they work on power equipment, and you can buy a product to add to the gasoline that you can put into the tank, so that during the winter, moisture doesn't build up in the fuel line and in the gas tank itself because of temperature changes. It's like the gas tank sweating with the temperature being cold at night, and then the sun hits your tool shed and it warms it up, and then it cools. Well, this temperature change will create a sweating effect, just like if you have a glass, you fill it full of ice cubes, and then you add your favorite soft drink or water, and you put it on a countertop, you're going to see that the sides of the glass will begin to sweat a little bit. Well, that will happen to any power equipment. So you can buy additives to put in the gas. Any place where they sell or repair lawnmowers, you can go to any of the auto parts store, and they'll sell you a product that you can mix with your gas, and do that with your rototiller, with your lawnmower, and it will keep it from having a moisture problem that next year could amplify itself. Okay, so put it to bed, and then take, if you have a snowblower, bring it out. It's the middle of November. You saw a couple weeks ago the Patriots. It was snowing in Foxborough, right? Well, it's coming to you. It may not be for hopefully a month or more, but it will eventually get here. So if you've got a snowblower, take it out of the garage, start it, put some fresh fuel, and that same type of additive can be added to it because that machine is getting hot during the day and is cooling off at night in your garage or tool shed. So get it started, put some fresh fuel in it. If you haven't changed the oil in a year or two, then you may want to think about doing that. And you can, you know, and also adjust the levels. Do you need oil? Clean up the air filter. So there's plenty to do in preparation for the changes of season. And we'll be telling you about a lot of different things today. But if we can help you and you need some help, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Steve on the line who's calling about his maple trees.
Okay, Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been having some problems with my yard in the last 5 to 7 years. The maple trees have grown so large they're blocking out all the sun, and we can't grow vegetables anymore. I was wondering if we could get the opposite advice we usually get from you to grow things and see if there was a way to stop the leaves from growing without killing the trees, because we can't afford to have somebody come and cut them all up.
Yeah, boy, there really is nothing that you can put
on
the
tree. Well, we thought we'd just change the yard to a shade garden, but we thought we'd call you and see first if there was something else to be done.
Okay. Tell you what, we're coming up on a break. Let me think during the break of what you could plant in there, and we'll give you some ideas, okay? Don't get totally discouraged, but there are things that you can grow that get shade. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Steve about a garden that the trees are getting taller and taller and taller, and the garden is less and less and less sun. Well, things that will grow in a shady-type garden, forget your vine crops, things like cucumbers and pumpkins. Forget things that really need a lot of heat, like tomatoes and peppers. But you can grow lettuce, Swiss chard, spinach, and your early crops, like peas. Because you can put peas in, you know, usually in early March, you can put peas in. And by then, the leaves haven't come out. Spinach can be planted. All of your lettuce. And then some of your cold weather crops like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, and Brussels sprouts will grow. I mean, they're not going to be as nice as if they were in full sun, but they're going to grow. The things like tomatoes and peppers, they just will not do very well. Your onions have got to have a lot of sun and a lot of heat. But I think if you tried with those, maybe put a couple tomato plants on the end of the garden where you get the most sun. And it's not necessarily that you have to take all of the trees down, and that would be the last thing I'd want you to do. But maybe what you should do is to go out in the yard, look at the trees at different times of the day, and it could be that maybe by dropping one tree, it would give you enough sunlight in that area to make more things grow. And what I do when I plan out a garden is I try and work in the yard for the day, and I will take a regular alarm clock, and I'll set the alarm, or you can take a kitchen timer. Just take a kitchen timer from your wife's kitchen, bring it outside, turn it on 60, do some work around the yard, and when the alarm goes off, then you walk out to the vegetable garden and see where the sun is and what trees are creating the shade. And then set it for another hour and go back and just continue. It could be that it's just one tree in the grouping that's creating that problem. But you have to say to yourself, a maple is going to grow about 2 feet a year, sometimes even more. And even if you paid somebody to go in there and prune them all back, 3 years down the road, you'd have the same problem. So maybe by just checking that area every hour for a day for maybe 4 or 5 times and see what tree is creating the most shade, maybe by removing one tree, you can do that. Okay? Give that a try, Steve, and I'm sure that you're going to get some type of answer. Now, for those of you listening, if you missed the show last week, we have put together an email newsletter. And this is something that's going to be free to you. It's going to come once a week. The first issue is coming out on Thanksgiving week. And there will be 4 gardening stories in each of the newsletters. And all you need to do is to go to my website, which is paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. So go to your computer and type in www.paulparent.com. On the bottom of the front page, you'll see a little section, and it says sign up for an email newsletter. You punch in your email address, hit submit, and it will send you to a hard drive that will every week send you this newsletter. And it's something that's going to be an awful lot of fun. There's a trivia question. We're going to have recipes in there. And the first recipe that's in, I tried it last night. And it's for a pumpkin bread, great for Thanksgiving. And it's really, really good. So there'll be recipes. There'll be a trivia question. And there'll be all kinds of information. The first newsletter is going to have a story on how to select the right Christmas tree, what to look for, a story on poinsettias, a story on cyclamen, and a story on how to plant bulbs that your garden center still has in pots and force them to bloom for you in your home during the winter. So go to paulparent.com, submit your email address, and you'll join the email garden club.